Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, hey, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Now, before I get into the show, I just wanted to say, thank you to all my listeners or supporters or people, whatever you want to call it, that listen to the show. I haven't been on in a few weeks. I'm not going to talk about why I wasn't on. Okay, I'm not going to talk about that. But some people I will tell what happened. Okay. But they gave me my show back. I'm back on the show now, ready to rock and roll. Actually, I've had it back for maybe a week now. But I've been having a few projects going on at the house. Had some things done at the house, and myself, I've been, I've actually been building a deck in my backyard, what we call a floating deck. Okay, so those are the things, some of the things that I've been doing since I've been off the air or suspended off the air or whatever you want to call it. But I'm back. Okay, I'm back. They gave me my show back. I'm ready to rock and roll, and things a little hairy right now. but I'll manage through it, right? I'll manage through it. And because of that, you know, there are so many things that I want to talk to you guys about, but we'll continue to do that over the next few days, okay? But I have a plethora of topics for you guys. So since I've been off or down or whatever, I've been putting together topics. I've got topics that's probably going to last me for the rest of September, right? And today is one of those topics. All right, today is one of those topics. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the show. Today's show is entitled "Things That Men Do That Drive Women Crazy." And the reason I wanted to do this show, and we're going to discuss some very interesting things that men do that drives their women crazy, okay? And then as I go through, you know, a few things that I want to talk about, I'm going to also, because I'm a man, I'm going to also give the rebuttal to that, which means that I'm going to say maybe why we do it or you know, some of the things that we're just unconscious of. Okay? We just do things and we don't realize we've done them. Right? We don't realize we've done those things and y'all get all upset about it. But really, we could, you know, we're not even thinking about that. We're just wondering, why are you upset? And a lot of times women, I know, and believe me, I know, and there are women up on the show right now, women listening in to the show, including my wife. I know my wife listening to the show, and that's fine. But I keep my show 100%, and I'm going to do what I want to do, right? I'm going to do what I want to do. So if my wife is listening, which I'm sure she is, then don't take it personal, because it's not. And none of you other women out there, don't take this personal, because it's not. We're just having fun, right? We're just having fun. Now, I only polled maybe 5 women, okay? I only polled 5 women. Question, what are some of the things that your man do that drive you crazy? And some of these things, I know that some of you guys can relate to some of these things. And the first one, of course, is probably the one that all of us may have thought about. You know, women are always complaining that men don't push the toilet seat down after they use the restroom. And, you know, but what I said to them is that, hey, put it down after we use it. Why don't you pull it up after you use it? Right? Does that make sense? I mean, again, if you guys want to call into the show, 818-301-5834 is the number, and you can call in. Press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to be on the air, and I will put you on the air, okay? And I know you guys have some more things to share. But in the meantime, and you guys who are already up on the air and listening and through your cell phone or landline or whatever, all you have to do right now is press that number 1, and you can get on the show. Okay, so leaving the toilet seat up. I usually leave the toilet seat up after I use the restroom. I usually leave the toilet seat up. Okay, now of course, sometimes when the bathroom, we have to we don't even pull the toilet seat up. We have to do something different and sit down, right? So there's no need of letting the toilet seat down after that, all right? So what I'm saying is that's something that we were taught as little boys, pull the toilet seat up. Because as little boys, that's what we did. We peed all over the place. I mean, because we weren't really at the height that we needed to be to get our aim straight and pee in the toilet, straight in the toilet. And then I guess that carried on into, our teenage years or whatever, even into, adulthood. Now, for me, I'm keeping it 100%, right? For me, if I don't pull the toilet seat up on the seat, what do I do? I get some tissue, and I clean the seat, clean the toilet seat. Okay, now, and again, like I said to one of the young ladies that I was polling about this is that, y'all women, y'all pee on the seat as well. Okay, y'all pee on the seat as well. So, I don't know if you guys clean the seat or not. All right, but I believe that women pee on the seat as well. Okay, and then another topic that, well, not topic, but another thing that this one young lady said is that. She gets upset when her man comes home and he's got food to eat. He's gone out and he's picked up some food to eat, but he only picked up enough food for him and not her. She gets upset about it. Well, my thing there is that, guys, maybe you want to be a little more thoughtful and call her and ask her if she wants something. When you're getting something, when you're getting something to eat, you're going back home and you know she's there, then, go ahead and call and ask her if she wants something to eat. And I believe that because a lot of this stuff, again, is things that we do unconsciously as men. I mean, women have their ways or vices or whatever that they have as well that we don't like, that drive us crazy. But we're talking about things that men do that drive women crazy. Now, to the backside of that, she said that she's done that to him a few times as well. So that's, that's probably it. Like I told her, that's probably it. Since you come home sometimes with food and don't bring him any, then he turns around and come home with food and don't bring you any. Okay, so you guys have to be the same way as us, and you have to pick up the phone and make a phone call when you know you're going to the restaurant to get something to eat. You go and take it back home so that you can, eat in the privacy of your home. And that's something that men and women should work on. You have that. Okay. One of the young ladies said she is when her man talks over her. Okay, and this is probably one of my things as well, is that, well, not really talk over me, but my significant other, she likes to butt in when I'm trying to explain or I'm trying to ask a question. She likes to butt in the middle and try to finish what I'm saying. Okay? But she doesn't know what I'm saying. But she thinks she knows what I'm saying. So she'll put it out there. She'll butt in the middle of what I'm saying. Okay? And I have to say, hold on, let me finish. Let me tell you what I'm trying to, let me get it out what I'm trying to say, and then you can say what you need to say. You know, don't butt in on me. That drives me up the wall. But she says that her man talks over her. And if I'm getting it right, and I know she's listening to it right, you're saying that your man, you know, y'all might be talking or whatever, and then he crowds out your conversation or talks over you. And sort of don't let you get what you're saying out. Okay? And I think that's what it is. But again, it's just something, and it's same way with me and my significant other, is that you've really grown up this way. And everyone has their little things and that they do, or little habits that they have or whatever that will help them do that too as men. Just like the toilet seat. The little boys we growing up, you know, your mom or your dad or whomever taught you about, you know, peeing in the toilet, you weren't big enough to get over the top and pee in the toilet. So you, and maybe, you know, something got on. But as a man, I think that wouldn't be a really big deal to us as to go to the restroom, pull the toilet seat up, do your business in the toilet seat, close it back down, and flush it. That's not a big change. Okay? That's not a big change. But I understand what she said about her husband talking over her, and she gets so upset about it and leaves the room or whatever. Then that's fine. And I also told her is that men are not only creatures of habit, but we are what word am I trying to find? Specific. And that means that if you're specific with us and tell us exactly what you want or how you feel, then we'll try to get that for you. We'll do our best. I mean, we'll kill ourselves to get that for you, because that's how we feel about you guys. Stop butts every day, get up and go to work, and do our thing to take care of you guys. But we have our problems, just like you guys have your problems. But if you learn to deal with them, everyone can get along. And then one of the other young ladies who I talked to, she said she hates it when her husband cooks in the kitchen because he leaves everything a mess. And then she's got to come back and clean it up. With this is that, hey, talk to him about how he does when he cooks in the kitchen. don't just go with it and ride with it, and then later on you'd be like, damn it, Jerry, you know, and this, and you're not saying it out loud, you're not saying it out to him, you're just thinking it yourself when you come in the kitchen to clean up. You're like, man, damn it, Jerry, you know, you cook all this crap and you got the kitchen a mess. Now I got to come in and clean it up. Well, tell him that. Tell him that. And I guarantee you, 100%, I'll take all bets on this. I guarantee you, if you tell that man what you want, he will fulfill that. He will. Or he'll do his damnedest to. Okay? He'll do his damnedest to get you guys what you want. Okay? But if the problem is you don't like cleaning up after him in the kitchen after cooking, then, hey, get in there and help him out. When he's cooking, that's usually a rare thing. But if he's in there cooking, then you get in there and cook with him. Or you get in there and if you see the dishes are starting to pile up, you get in there and crank out a few of those dishes. Put them in the dishwasher, no big deal. Or wash out that pan and put it up. That'll also give you less to do at the end of cooking if he doesn't do it. Okay? Because I believe most men don't really like to cook. And something a little more than that is most men don't like to clean up the kitchen. Okay? But nowadays, we got all the big-time dishwashers and all this stuff. So throw that stuff in the washer, man, and clean it like that. Throw it in the washer and clean it like that. And I see a ton of people are still joining the show. And I thank you guys for that. Probably one of the last things that I may talk about, and this is a broad subject, is sex. Yeah, I said it. Sex. This young lady said that, you know, I'm trying not to be graphic and all this stuff. She said that, and she wasn't graphic, and she said that she didn't like when they're intimate in bed together, that they're going and they're into it and they're going and they into it and they're going and they into it. And right there when she's close, okay, when she's close to being where she wants to be, okay, I can't put it no clearer than that. They're going to put me out there. But being close to where she wants to be, then he changed directions, or the way he's going. He's going in the right direction, okay, because she's getting closer and closer. But right before she gets to the edge, he goes in another direction. And then she gave me that look where she looked up in the ceiling like, oh, my God, why did he do that? So what I'm saying, though, what I said to her is that, you know, tell him exactly what you want. Again, what did I say earlier? I said, as men, we try to give you guys what you want. And if you're specific, be specific in what you want. We'll do our damnedest to get it for you. Okay? If you're looking for a dress or some slacks or some jeans or whatever, tell him exactly what you want. And he'll go out there and find it, buy it, and bring it home if that's what the case is. Okay? But as far as the sex goes, you know, again, if you ladies would just tell him exactly what you want, don't beat around the bush. See, men are black and white. Women are very gray. That means that the meaning of men being, there's no in between. There's no gray area. But women have always had the gray areas. So I'm, you know, what I'm saying is that it's things back and forth. It's things that men don't like about their woman, or not don't like, things that drive them crazy. And women have things about their men that drive them crazy. Okay? This one girl says she doesn't like how her husband is a mechanic, and he does a lot of different stuff with cars. She said she doesn't like when he uses her living room to store parts, car parts. And I'm like, okay, I can get with that. Now I don't think that, you know, that's a good place for car parts. If you don't have a spare bedroom or whatever to put them in, then you need to go to the basement. Or they need to go outside. Okay? But I think I found this, what I wanted to talk about. I think, you know, just saying that, again, ladies, tell your man what you want, how you want it, when you want it, whatever. And he'll try his damnedest to fulfill that. That's what we do. That's what we do. And, you know, you can't get upset by when it happens, because you don't have control of that. No? You know, I want to be rich, but I can't control that. That has to come from upstairs. But when you're in the comfort of your home or in your bedroom or whatever, you can control that. So tell him exactly. Okay? Let him know. Tell him what you want. And the you know, again, the toilet thing, that's, you know, that's old news, right? That's old news with men and women. That's old news. You know, you have to get to the point where you say, okay, this is the way it's going to be. He's not going to change we may call it attitude or whatever. He's not going to change his thinking about it. This is something that we do unconsciously. And we'll go in there and, like I say, go in there and it's late at night or something and dark, no lights on, and you're trying to get in there and pee-pee. Then, hey, you know, you might pee on the curtains. And if that's the case, if you got a pee-pee like that and it's dark in the room, just go ahead and sit down. That's no big deal. Right? Just go ahead and sit down. And you'll still pee. Right? You'll still pee. But you will not be putting that on the seat of the toilet if you sit down. Okay? Just like women, again, they sit down on the toilet. They shouldn't pee on the toilet. So that's, you know, that's the case of things that men do that drive women crazy. I know there's some things that I do that may not drive her crazy. Probably gets under her skin. Okay? And, you know, I guess some guys do it purposely, or some guys do it unconsciously. It's just, that's just the way it is. And if you ladies can't deal with it, again, what did I say? Tell him what you can't deal with. Okay? Tell him what you can't deal with and tell him exactly what you want. Don't put yourself out. Okay? Sells out, because guess what? The man, he's going to get his. Okay? And he's working towards that. I got to be quiet because but he's working towards that. And he's going to get his. And after he gets his, you know, if you hadn't gotten yours, you probably going to be SOL. So during the time you guys are intimate or whatever and things are going well, and he decides to turn on the wrong street, he decides to slow down or go faster or whatever, you tell him, don't turn right there. Don't slow down. You need to speed up. I'm getting close. You tell him. And then guess what? The next time, he's going to have it exactly how you want it. And I guarantee that. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have for you today. Join me tomorrow. Let's see, I'm going to give you guys a sneak peek of what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. Let's see here. You know how the I call them hoochies, okay? Hoochies is women who dress provocatively, you know. And these are moms, actually. Actually, I'm talking about the mother dressing provocatively or inappropriately and embarrassing the crap out of their kids. So, mama, I know you might have a nice body or whatever to show off or what have you, but do it on your time. Don't embarrass your kids with it. Do it on your time. Take it to the club. That's where you want to be. Take it to the club. Wear that to the club. Don't wear it to the grocery store. You got your kids with you. You might be trying to catch at the grocery store. But that's something I'm going to talk about tomorrow. And I got a lot to say about it. I got a lot to say about it. Okay? And so that's what we're going to do tomorrow. Hey. Take care of yourself, guys, and I'll see you probably in about 23 and a half hours. Take care. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out.
Wait.
I'll see you. Have a good day, guys.
Three.
Come on. Put it down. Come on.
Cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey, I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Hey, hey, hey. I I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, ay, ay. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind in them thighs. She looked at me like Nala. Said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that shake, you might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in the outside. Hey. Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where
Girl,
are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
Mr., where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 and a 60 tick, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. Told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. 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 Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as they would still try to hide them feelings inside. Do you remember the time, baby? Remember. We used to vibe, baby. You roll it up, and I used to drive, baby. You light it up, and I grip your thigh, baby. Yeah. Just tell me it's mine, baby. Yeah, see, like, where you at? I told you two rights and the light, make a left. Wait, and you already know. Parking a visitor so you won't get told. It's been a minute, baby, I've been on the road. I'm getting money, cause I gotta do the show. Yeah. Go tell her that I'm home, and tell her I can't talk on the phone, cause you know I'm doing 80 and a 60 tick, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, in a minute. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh, girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club, and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. Told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay. I'm on the way, ay, 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 ay.